Very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your Sabre call us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, misunderstood neurological condition leading to unjust reactions from first responders. New research reveals that experiences with first responders for those with Tourette syndrome, TS, and traumatic and stressful due to misconception about the condition. With that, we're going to catch up a yarn with Mandy Macy, president of TSAA, and online. Mandy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. So misunderstood in this space. Just enlighten us, please, about this space. Thank you, Mandy.
Right. So Tourette syndrome is a neurological condition. It is characterized by involuntary movements or vocalizations. Now, that can range from just being grunts and sniffs and blinks and winks to full words or swear words and big body movements or obscene gestures. So it just does depend on the severity of the person's Tourette's as to how it presents. But what we're finding is that members of the community with Tourette syndrome are really struggling with the reactions of first responders.
Yes. And they don't wear a hat or a badge stating the fact that they have TS, so it could complicate things, and very much so, and for the patient at this position.
Yes, very much so. I mean, people can't go around wearing a badge that states their disability, because that makes them second class citizens, doesn't it?
Exactly.
So it's really hard, and I know that first responders do have to make very quick decisions. It's about everybody's safety, and we as the Tourette's community understand that. But it's about trying to make a better connection between the community and first responders, so that it's not misunderstood as much as it is now. Because we've only got, there's 28% of the Tourette syndrome population say that they've had a positive interaction with first responders. And 28% isn't a very big number. Mm. Whereas the general public, so to speak, that would be a 96% would be a positive interaction. So we've got a long way to go to improve the situation.
So for people who haven't got TS, have just got to be open-minded to the situation. We have some strong activists out there, what have you, but a TS person is not an activist in this sense. So we've just got to, respond, not react to the situation, and look at it open-mindedly, you would say.
Yes, so to see the person and not the disability.
Yes.
So look beyond what you're seeing, and take a moment, take a breath, really, just to try and understand what is going on in that situation. It just takes that extra second. It's quite noticeable that Tourette's isn't, because a lot of people with Tourette syndrome are mistaken for being on drugs or for being violent or erratic behavior.
And 9 out of 10 is not the case, is it?
No, absolutely. And so it's very hard. Mm. But if you can actually just take that extra moment to look, it's quite clear that Tourette's is different. It's not the same.
Sure. So, look, the fact that we have TS Awareness Week, 1st and 7th of May, look, that's fantastic. And we should we'll put it front and centre, especially on that week. But there's another promotion, you could say, in regard to cautiously watch your space and look at for all Australians.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's about everybody just being a little bit more understanding as to everybody else's plight.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And being a decent human being. And I think it's quite easy for us to forget what our fellow man's going through.
Mandy, can you help us regarding the thought process of a patient? So when they put their words out there, they still got their mind with them in regard to where they are and what's happening. And
yeah, absolutely.
They then find the words that they need to say? Is that right? It's a patient thing for onlookers?
So people with Tourette syndrome, they can advocate for themselves in the moment as long as they're not super stressed. But the more overwhelmed you become, the more you are likely to tick. The words, the vocalizations, and the movements are purely involuntary. It's like a sneeze or a blink.
Sure.
Or a burp, I guess. So it's something that you don't necessarily have any control over, or you might have brief control over, temporarily for a few seconds to try and redirect it. But the people with Tourette syndrome, it's a neurological condition. It is not a cognitive, so it doesn't affect somebody's cognitive ability. So they're perfectly compos mentis and perfectly able to, if they can get the words out, advocate for themselves. So it's just a case of listening to what the person actually has to say.
Exactly. Well, it's an education, and here we're having this conversation on a national program. So another beautiful tool in supporting our patients out there who are human, and we need to support that and that fact. But thank you very much for sharing, Mandy. All the best to you and your team. Stay safe, and we'll yarn soon, Mandy.
Great. Thank you so much. Thank you for talking to me.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Adela Yarn, beautiful yarn. Mandy Macy, her name is, president of TSAA, and says improving interaction between first responders and the TS community, and TS is Tourette syndrome, hinges on breaking misconception through education on TS and its symptoms. And be aware that the Tourette Symptom Awareness Week, 1st and 7th of May, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? 1-800-422-416.
The sun would hide, then come back again. You would smile, then you wave goodbye. I would have to wait until the tide was high to see you again. Tiatoka, maka taka, tiatoka, maka taka, tiatoka.
In the mango rain,
maka taka, tiatoka, maka taka, tiatoka, maka taka, tiatoka.
In the mango rain.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our national talk rack, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
On your mob, it's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from Macquarie, coming live from First Session Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country as BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying Yana Strong? Daily number there is 1-800-422-416. A big shout out and acknowledgement to all our First Nation radio stations across the daily country of ours, a Deadly Black Network. Have you seen Yana Strong? You're up to Delhi. Now we're going to catch up a yarn there with a Deadly Group. Montessori Play Group is the name of the organization, but it's run by Montessori Children's Foundation. And here in the studio with me, we have Jorian Cunliffe. CEO, and also he brought two bodyguards, Sima Banu and Talita Banu. And a very good morning to you all. Hi, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning. Yes, thank you very much. And Jorian, I'll start with the girls first. They're a lot prettier than you. We start with Sima Banu. Who your mob were you from?
I'm from Boigu, but I grew up on TI.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so big shout out. All the mob up there were Boigu.
Yes.
And you got cousin there, Talita Banu.
Yeah, hello.
Good morning, my sister. Hello. And who your mob were you from?
Same like Sima, from Boigu Island originate, but grew up with TI, yeah.
Okay, beautiful. And you got a bodyguard with you, Jorian Cunliffe.
Yeah.
Okay. A very good morning to you. How are you?
Fantastic.
And where do you stem from, my friend?
Look, I was born in Cairns. I spent time in China, Middle East, PNG, Germany, a few other different places.
But fruit salad.
Yeah, but I've come back to Cairns. And,
yes.
It's a great place to be. I'm very happy to be here.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, you're the CEO of this organization, this foundation, Montessori Children's Foundation.
Mm.
So just give us a bit of background. Your grandfather was the founder of this foundation.
Yeah.
Tell us about it, please, then we'll talk to the master trainers here, these two deadly sisters.
So about 15 years ago, the foundation was formed on the basis of some funds that were provided by my grandfather for the purpose of getting Montessori education out into, originally it was Old Mapoon, and then it went all through the Cape. And we've been promoting Montessori education with Indigenous communities ever since, over that 15-year period.
Mm-hmm.
And what we found was that compared to traditional education, Montessori education just suited First Nations families just a whole lot better.
Okay.
It played to the
Let's talk Montessori. I know it broke my jaw trying to pronounce it, but Montessori, where does that stem from? A doctor Montessori.
So Dr. Maria Montessori.
Maria.
Yeah, about 150 years ago, she took street kids in Italy and from pretty tough backgrounds, and she brought them in and she educated them in a way that she thought was probably better than what the traditional education system was.
Yes.
When they were reintegrated back into traditional education, they found that they were actually far in advance of their sort of more well-off peers, and as a result she became famous on the back of these education efforts.
Okay.
And that tradition has carried on through many nations and many generations now. And I might point out that four of the top five tech companies in Silicon Valley are now run by people that have come through Montessori education.
Okay.
And we've also found it works fantastic for First Nations families, and we've continued that on now.
So Montessori play group for ages 0 to about 4 years old, is that right?
Yeah.
So how's that work? Say, is this taught in preschools, in daycares?
So it's the name of the program is Raising Happy Kids.
Raising
Happy Kids. And it's delivered in what's called a supported play group. So a supported play group is essentially similar to a daycare, but where the parents are present.
Mm.
And when the parents are present there, they're trained by one of the parent trainers, and the children go off with a child guide, and they just get to experience their children being totally engaged in an environment, and they can observe them and they can just have a yarn about it. And then obviously then they get the support to sort of work out how these things happen and maybe how they can carry that on in the home.
Jorian, thank you. Over to Sima and Talita. Let's talk about, well, you ladies are master trainers with the Raising Happy Kids and with the Montessori play group. So tell us what the play group entails.
Well, we focus more on the independence of the child.
Yeah.
And we follow what their needs in the room. I know in the mainstream, they the educators focus them on, like, you have to do this, you have to do that, rather than our Montessori the philosophy. We allow the child to, you know, whatever the desire of the child, and that's how
do.
Yeah, and then that they learn more by doing that.
Yeah exactly.
Yep.
So working with their passion, their needs, their
yeah,
wants,
that's right. Yeah
and that's the basic and foundation of the training of education. So when we're talking about ages 0 to 4 years old, are we talking about all day program here?
Not just half the day.
Half day program. Yeah.
But within that program, we have that parenting program as well.
Yes.
Which is
it's like a joint venture.
It's ideal because you have both the parents and the child there, as well? Yeah,
it's a 2 hour program that we have.
2 hour program.
Yeah,
yep.
It's just 2 days at the moment. Well, we've just come on now, so 3 days. Week. Yeah.
Okay.
Just 2 hours a day. Yeah.
So operating here in Cairns as well.
Yes, here in Cairns at Scott Street.
Scott Street. Let's give a big shout out. Scott Street Mob, all this crew back there. So you as master trainers, how many master trainers on board?
Just us two.
Just the two of you. Yeah, yeah.
Been running for 15 years. And so you train up parents, if not individuals who have got a passion for teaching kids.
Yes.
Yes.
They can turn this into a business entity. Yeah?
Yes, that's right.
Probably bring you back into the conversation, Jorian. So with that, do they sign up, get an ABN number and run in with this program, and then they can then teach this across the board?
Absolutely.
In their own home or?
Yeah, so Playgroup, they register with Playgroup Australia. And
okay.
And that allows them the insurance and all the other bits and pieces that go along with it. And then we support them financially on a term-by-term basis for the delivery of our program. And you know, the training itself is a couple of days. It's 3 days of training, so it's doable by just about anybody. We do ask that they attend one term, at least one term, with their child, and then at the end of it, they can do the training. Yep. Then they can go away, and they can take people from their own community and run what we call a parenting circle out there in the community.
Yes.
And we will support them to do that. And this is a grassroots exercise.
Sure.
And our experience has been over 15 years that the grassroots enterprises that were allowed to grow and flourish were really the strength-based ones. They were the ones that were building on the capacity that existed within the community already, as opposed to most of these programs which are top-down, which is where they come in with a program and they expect people to attend and all the money is leaking out of the community.
Sure.
So ours is the opposite model. We're pushing money back into the community.
Beautiful.
And we're empowering people within the community to become not just facilitators, not just have their own business, but also become leaders in that sort of family space.
Yeah, fantastic. So with this delivery, is it... operating in daycare centres at the moment?
No.
No.
Because it's a play group.
Yes.
Play groups require the parents to be in attendance.
Oh, right. Thank you.
And so there are different ways of implementing what it is that we've done since we're just newly minted program. So the ladies have been working with us and some of the leading Montessori trainers and curriculum developers in the country, Julia Hilson and Rebecca
Altaffa.
And so they've been developing this program. It's just newly minted, and so at the moment it's applicable for playgroups, but we can see expansion into other areas.
Yes.
But it's literally, you know...
if it's a proven system, we're talking 15 years.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
The writing's on the wall, so to speak.
Yeah. I think it's important to know that the parenting program was on the back of 15 years of development.
Yeah.
And that's the new component. In the past, we know Montessori works. What we needed was some specific support for the parents so that they were able to really engage their children in healthy and positive ways.
So Playgroup, fantastic. And ladies, give me a bit of background regarding your master trainers. There's got to be a bit of passion here, and you can see it's a proven system and it works. So you're really taking on a career pathway here, both of you.
Well, I worked with children since I left school.
Okay,
And I did all the areas from primary to high school, and then I found my passion in the littlies, in the early childhood age. And what I when Julia came, one of the supervisor, of the trainers, when she came, and that's when I found Montessori was how we lived before days, and it was more it makes sense for us because that's what we did at home.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we as their parents, First Nation parents are strong with their kids and teaching the kids from the home front.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what we're talking about here, a program which is a play group, virtually operating from home.
Yeah.
But then you're educating the parents to become a parent / teacher is what I'm picking up, yeah?
Yes.
So is that the same with you? How long
Were
you
with me, so I guess same history like Sima there.
Yes.
Been in education area since come out from school, and again, like Sima, found my passion here with little kids. So, yeah, did that training with Julia again in Brisbane, 2015-2016. Some very successful stories from back home too. Yes. Been there for 10 years with home program there. A lot of them kids that did come through our program was very successfully actually with and the outcome been shown on NAPLAN test.
Yes.
Yeah, the ones that didn't come through, unfortunately, been behind, and the ones that did come through was advanced.
And because the mummy and daddy girl looked the change too. Wow. Lots of them kids.
And I had like mums and dads cry for me, like saying, like, what did you do with our child? Like,
yeah, sure. I did, good, like, way, good way,
good way. Good way, good way. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. Fantastic. So, in regard to the Montessori play group, we've got a web page, Jorian. How do people get in touch with you? How do people witness it? Do you have a webpage?
So we have raisinghappykids.com.au.
Happykids.com.au.
Yeah, and that's probably the best way to check us out. There's some details there. And to be honest, you know, reach out. We're in Scott Street. We're just behind Cairns Central.
Yes.
We're really, we're looking for underneath the Cairns Sharehouse. You know, we're looking for trainees. We're looking for people that are passionate about working with young kids. And you know,
and what qualification do they need?
They can, if they can walk in the door and they got smile a smile on the door, their face, you know,
you're qualified.
No, I mean, there's
not the happiness. Sign up.
There's a good training process behind it.
Yes,
and it really is. It's not for everybody, but it's like once you do this training program, and you know, you go through it, you observe the ladies. A big part of it is observing. You come out, if you want to do it, you know, we can support you. There's a pathway towards a certificate 3.
Yep.
There's other training that we can offer. There's a lot of things that we can do to support our people that are passionate about doing this in their community.
Sure.
And I would like to sort of point out that, you know, having just returned from Melbourne with the Parenting Research Centre, we'll be the first evidence-based playgroup program in Australia that's working with Indigenous families.
Yes,
that's actually producing results.
Beautiful. That's good. It's a good fit, meant to be, and like I said, if it's working well, it's 15 years proven test. Proven there that it does work. Mm-hmm. It is working. Mm. As I said earlier, it should be templated across the country if that's the case. You know, especially the First Nation people. And if you're talking about the foundation of a child growing up and they're learning this process, it puts them ahead of the other students, so to speak, but it gives them a strong foundation to build their own empire upon, you know, their life, their future on, and the communication and the relationship with their mum and dad as well.
You know, the relationship between being a good parent and positive outcomes with regards to health, with regards to employment, with regards to basically all outcomes to do with life of the child are improved. But what's interesting is those same improvements map across to the parents.
Yes.
And a lot of people don't know that, is that if you do a parenting program, you think it's just about helping your children, but actually those positive benefits rub off on the individual parents too.
Yep, two-way street.
Yeah.
Exactly. So raisinghappykids.com?
Raisinghappykids.com.au.
.au. There it is. Check it out, your mom. The Montessori play group. Running for 15 years now in the Cape, and as well as they're offering a training program for free in Cairns. Is that correct?
Yeah. So
beautiful.
I just want to clarify, the parenting program is new. We've been operating in the Cape for 15 years, but I just want to say that the parenting program is definitely new. Something that we've just developed. And that was based on what we were hearing back from the trainers over these periods. The reason these two ladies here, these two rock stars, why they're in demand now is because they are super confident about walking in and helping other members of the public or whoever it is with their parenting.
Yeah, beautiful. Lovely. And very rare you find that. Now, I also want to make mention that Montessori Children's Foundation, self-funded, so it's not taxpayers' money here.
That's right.
So self-funded, that's fantastic in itself. And also your grandfather was the founder, Jorian.
Yeah, that's
right. Is he still with us?
No, 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 no
you? Did you muck up? Get it on.
But I think being self-funded puts us in a very different space.
Yes.
It's very important. We want to partner with organizations. We don't dip into the same pool.
Sure.
So when we go and we talk to other organizations, there's never any threat that we're there to take a piece of the pie.
Yeah,
so
sure, exactly. Yep.
You know, because we don't need it. We do look for partner organizations. If there's organizations out there right now that work with Indigenous families that want to build the capacity of their staff,
yeah,
the training's open.
Beautiful.
And I think that's really important. These guys here can really make amazing differences with staff that are working with families.
What's your address here in Cairns?
17 Scott Street.
17 Scott Street. Just around the corner. Beautiful yarn with you all. Thank you very much. Master Trainers, Two Deadly, my sisters.
Thank
Congratulations.
You.
Dorian, nice meeting you. Thank you very much. And big shout out to the team, the mob there back at Scott Street. And look, we'll be in touch. And I know that a lot of people will be interested in looking at this. Check out raisinghappykids.com.au. Check out the webpage and seek out more information. It is a Deadly Playgroup and a proven successful one at that. Ladies, thank you very much. My brother, thank you very much. Keep smiling and we'll talk soon. Yeah. All right, yeah. Too Deadly. A beautiful yarn there with the guys from Montessori Children's Foundation and talking about raising happy kids. It sounds like a deadly program, and a big shout out to the team there. And look, get in touch with them, have a look at their program, check out their webpage, and see what it can do for you or do for your family, and also business opportunity as well. And for someone a career change, a career pathway change, then look at that, raising kids. If you've got a passion to looking after kids, this might be for you. Thank you very much for your time, your mob, and stay tuned. Your daily program, National Talk Black, Trinity Trev Murray from Macquarie, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM.